Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 2014, 5 years after the Maguindanao massacre, the National Union of Journalists of the Philippines and creative agency BBDO Guerrero led the creation of an art installation at the Bantayog ng Mga Bayani in Quezon City. There, artist Leroy New recreated the scene of the massacre, crafting the victims out of newspapers. The choice in medium was a deliberate one. A reference to the journalists who were killed, and also to the fact that as early as then, the issue seemed to be disappearing. This is Super Evil, A Beautiful Place to Die, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. This November 23, we're marking the 12th anniversary of the Maguindanao Massacre. And this month, we've released 3 minisodes to commemorate the event. This is the last one in the series, Minisode 4, Never Forget. I'm your host, Pam Pastor. For 12 years now, many people have been trying to make sure that we do not forget the horrors of November 23, 2009. 3 years after the massacre, they carried cardboard caskets, 58 of them, to represent each victim who was brutally slain. Over the years, relatives of the victims and members of the media have shown many ways of remembering. They marched, carrying banners with the words, "Help us find justice." They wore black. They wore armbands. They wore shirts that read, "Stop the killings. End impunity now." They gave interviews, so many they could no longer count them. They went back to the crime scene, they spoke into mics, they lit candles, so many candles. They held up pictures of their loved ones, they shed tears. They relived their most painful days again and again and again. They've been tireless because they know we are so quick to forget.
Remembrance is a very difficult thing.
This is the voice of Nonoy Espina. At the time of the massacre, he was president of the National Union of Journalists of the Philippines. From day one, he was there, assisting the family members of the journalists who died on that horrible day. And his was a constant voice of support in their pursuit of justice.
I really don't blame people for not remembering that much. We all have our problems, we all have our concerns. Yung sinasabi na sana ay manatili yung aral ng mga ganitong kaganapan. Di lamang yung massacre. Marami pa eh. Patuloy yung patayan. Siguro, kaya paulit-ulit itong nagaganap. Kasi wala naman, hindi naman tayo natututo sa mga aral na mapupulot sana natin. Kaya na, kung titingnan natin, kaya siguro eh, nagmamalakas loob ulit na patahimikin tayo ang media dahil parang binaliwala natin ang mga aral nung nakaraan na nangibabaw na sana tayo at nabawi natin yung pinitil sa ating kalayaan sa pamamahayan. Pero parang nakalimutan natin. Kaya ngayon, this is what's happening.
Nonoy Espina, veteran journalist and media rights advocate, died in July of this year, but the things he fought so fervently for live on. Hashtag fight for 58. Hashtag keep the story alive. Hashtag never forget. We know how dangerous things get when we forget. It is this fickle remembrance that allows the Ampatuans to still rule over parts of Maguindanao despite their record of impunity. It is this fickle remembrance that allows so many of the perpetrators to still be at large, with some of them even holding government seats. It's what gives people with close ties to the worst and most horrifying parts of our history the gall to run for positions of power. It's what allows those who have wronged us, even those we have ousted, to weasel their way back in. It's what makes cunning revisionists think they can erase decades of history and we wouldn't do anything about it. And most of all, it is this fickle remembrance that gives Bongbong Marcos, son of dictator Ferdinand Marcos and politician with an unimpressive track record, the audacity to run for the highest seat in the country. And to this we say, never forget. Never forget the Maguindanao massacre and the 58 who died just because one family refused to give up their power. Never forget martial law, the golden age, sure, of corruption, exploitation, and human rights abuses. Never forget the thousands locked up, tortured, killed, and disappeared. Never forget the billions stolen. Never forget how your leaders responded to the pandemic, the belligerent incompetence, the theft amid suffering, the embarrassment of errors, that goddamn dolomite, the fact that the Filipino people and their well-being have never been the priority. Never forget. Or else the country, and you, and your children, and your children's children, will pay for it over and over again.
The prosecution, having established the guilt beyond reasonable doubt of the following accused who are found to have acted as principal, namely Datu Andal Unsay Ampatuan Jr., Datu Anwar Sajid Datu Ulo Ampatuan, Datu Anwar Datu E.P. Ampatuan Jr., Police Inspector Saudi Muhammad, Datu Zaldi Ampatuan, Police Chief Inspector Sukarno.
And that was the final minisode of Super Evil, A Beautiful Place to Die, an Enquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Super Evil is hosted and written by me, Pam Pastor. The series is produced by Trisha Aquino. Audio editor is Presh Capistrano. Subscribe to Super Evil on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.